Grace and peace to you from God our Father and Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. So speaks the prophet Isaiah to his people of God in the twilight of their Old Testament days, when the darkness was gathering, when the night of exile was at hand. Idolatry, pride, hatred, bloodshed, burning, destruction, plundering, executions, shame, the nakedness of wives exposed, the heads of infants dashed against the rocks, blood-curdling cries, defeated sobs, chains, bondage, a forced march away from Jerusalem. The glory of the Lord departed. The temple of the Lord remained in ruins. The people of the Lord decimated, humiliated, drinking from the cup of his fury, receiving the just wages of generations of unrighteousness and unbelief. O Jerusalem, how dark the night that is coming, the darkness of which covers the earth, the thick darkness of death, the deep darkness of unbelief, the black darkness of despair, the inky darkness of human vanity. This darkness which covers all peoples, this darkness is coming, pressing in, pressing down, encompassing, surrounding even you, O Israel. So Isaiah speaks to you, people of God, in the twilight of your Old Testament days. As this dark night is falling, he speaks a blazing word of hope and promise. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For behold, darkness has covered the earth, and thick darkness the people. But the Lord will rise upon you as the sun, and his glory will be seen upon you. Hold on. Wait. Hope. Trust. In its time the sun rises. In his time the glory of the Lord dawns, even in darkness. The dawn always comes in darkness. You are the people of the Lord. When darkness covered the face of the deep, before there was even sun, moon, or stars, the light of the Lord shone into the creation. Let there be light. And there was light. Evening gave way to morning. When his people groaned in the darkness of despair and slavery of Egypt, Moses writes, the Lord came from Sinai. For his people, he rose from Seir like the sun. He appeared like sunshine from Mount Paran. He came with tens of thousands of his holy ones. On his right hand was flaming fire. O people of the Lord, hold on, hope. Wait, trust. In its time the sun rises. In his time the glory of the Lord dawns. The night came. The horror of exile. The ruin and night of Jerusalem. But Isaiah had spoken of a dawn, a bright dawning of God's own glory upon his holy city and upon his holy people. And indeed, after some years in exile, there was a return, a partial restoration. But the glory of the rebuilt Jerusalem, the glory of the second temple, was not like the former. Many of God's people remain scattered, some in Babylon, some in Egypt, some in every direction. Where was this coming that Isaiah promised? Where was this dawn? O people of the Lord, hold on, wait, hope, trust. In its time the sun rises. in His time, the glory of the Lord dawns. Today, January 6th, Epiphany. Throughout all the world, from the rising of the sun to the place where it sets, the church of God is rejoicing, for the promised sun has risen. The glory of the Lord has dawned upon His people Israel. Jesus has come in human flesh. The true light that lightens every man now breaks forth from the darkness. Have you known the darkness? Have you felt the darkness which covers this earth? The thick darkness of death. The deep darkness of your own unbelief. The black darkness of despair, of hopelessness, of depression. The inky darkness of your own vanity as you try to find some purpose in your life, which seems so often churned up with ugliness. This darkness presses in on us, presses down on us, at times even encompasses and surrounds us. Yet in the darkness, a star appeared. In the darkness, through many nights, magi from the east followed this star. It took them finally to Bethlehem, this wondrous star leading the magi through the night until the dawning of the glory of God lay before them. O people of the Lord, O holy Israel, how beautiful is your light! The light with which you shine, the greatest light of your sun, the light of your God in flesh. And nations shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your rising. The wealth of the nations shall come to you. A multitude of camels shall cover you, the young camels of Midian and Ephah, all those from Sheba shall come. They shall bring gold and frankincense, and shall bring good news, the praises of the Lord. And so the Magi came to the bright dawn of Israel, the birth of Jesus Christ. They came bringing gold and frankincense. They came heralding good news and the Lord's praises, declaring the excellencies of Him who has called them out of the darkness and into His marvelous light. First, just these few foreigners, but soon more and more came flooding in. Men and women and children from every people, from every land, and we have seen His glory. For God, who said, "Let light shine out of the darkness," has shone in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Isaiah promises that in the day when God's glory dawns on Jerusalem, Jerusalem itself, His holy people, will themselves shine. Arise, shine, for your light has come. Jesus comes and He says the same. You are the light of the world. Let your light shine before men. Arise, shine, for your light has come. And just what should our shining look like? God gives us a beautiful picture of this in Isaiah 58. Is not this the fast that I choose? To loose the bonds of wickedness, to undo the straps of the yoke, to let the oppressed go free, and to break every yoke. Is it not to share your bread with the hungry and to bring the homeless poor into your house? When you see the naked, to cover him and not to turn away from your own flesh and blood? Then shall your light break forth like the dawn. Then shall your light arise in the darkness, and nations shall come to you. Kings shall come to your light. Jesus has come. God's glory has dawned upon his people. The nations shall come, and he has come in their sight. The darkness is passing away. The true light is shining. The night is far gone. The day is at hand. Let us cast the works of darkness off and put on the armor of light. Epiphany 2019. Yet another year closer to that great and glorious day. If the darkness has wearied you, if you sometimes feel as though that darkness is swallowing you, hold on, wait, hope, trust. In its time, the sun rises. In his time, the glory of the Lord dawns. So it will be at the end. In the dark and latter days, though the world be filled with hatred and false teaching and lawlessness, though even the love of God's own children grows cold, in the last days, when even the sun is dark and the moon refuses to give its light, Christ will shine forth a second time in this dark world. He will dawn on us with all his might and glory, surrounded by his holy angels and with his beaming saints. Arise, shine, he will say to his people, living and dead. And you will shine like the brightness of the heavens above and like the stars forever and ever. On that day, in your gleaming beauty and splendor, Jesus will take you by the hand. Arise, shine, he will say to you. Arise, shine, not just as a light to draw the nations. Arise, shine, not just for the good of your neighbor or even for the sake of goodness and self. Arise, shine for me, my bride. Like the lover of the Song of Songs, our bridegroom will take us by the hand and call to us, arise, my love, my beautiful, and come. For behold, the winter is past, the rain is over, the flowers shall appear on the earth, the time of singing has come. Arise, my love, my beautiful one, and come with me. We will arise. We will shine with Christ, like Christ, for Christ, forever. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. Amen. And may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. We continue with our offering.